This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Minerva Project, a series of partnerships between some Sonoma County nonprofit organizations and a network of professional business consultants, is a classic win-win. It grew out of meetings and conversations at the business incubator at Sonoma Mountain Village, recalls Lomesh Shaw, president of IQR Consulting of Santa Rosa.
We got to talking about what was possible and what the needs were for nonprofits. And that's how the Minerva Project essentially got founded, was a bunch of consultants who said, you know what, there is a need out there. Obviously, the nonprofits are struggling from a resource perspective or from a monetary perspective. Then why not do this as a pro bono service for the nonprofits?
Named for the Roman goddess of wisdom, who also appears on the California State Seal, the Minerva Project was initiated by Sebastopol resident George Moskoff. His company is APG Consulting, for reasons that were only partly altruistic.
I want to contribute to something that's positive in the society. I also want to sharpen my skills. I can't practice consulting sitting at my desk and reading LinkedIn reports or blogs or writing blogs. I have to go out and do it. I have to be inside people's organizations and figure out what's going on. And this is a great way for me to get that experience and keep myself sharp.
Launched in September, after a couple of false starts, the project's initial nonprofit clients include Sonoma State University, Canine Companions for Independence, and Rebuilding Rohnert Park. Once the connection between the consultant and their client is made, Moskoff explains the first tasks are assessments.
A lot of times people come to consultants not knowing what's wrong with their organization. They'll come to us and say, I need some help. I don't know exactly what it is, but I need some help. I know things aren't right. And it's our job then to help them figure out through interviews, assessments, what's really going on in the organization and establish a definition of what the reality is.
Lomesh Shaw says that from his perspective, the operational differences between nonprofits and for-profit businesses are minor.
Nonprofits sometimes tend to think that since they are not-for-profit, they don't have to operate like a business. In reality, both are businesses, where one is driven by the need to generate revenues to make the profits. The other one is driven by the need to generate revenue so that they can actually accomplish the mission. So for us, it's no difference. They both need to operate like for-profit businesses. The objectives are different.
But in these cases, Shaw adds, when his counsel is effective, the payoff is much more satisfying than just seeing someone's profits increase.
Every dollar that they spend on consulting is a dollar that is pulled away from their main cause. So if we can find a way to connect the right individuals who believe in the same causes and have the skill sets that the nonprofits need, then you are creating a system where more of what is raised, either through fundraising or through revenue, goes into the activities that the mission for the nonprofit is.
The project founders are preparing to reconvene in January when they hope to expand the numbers of participants on both sides of the table. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.